Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Krakauskas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Krakauskas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Krakauskas, and towards Grimes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Tabor who relays the ball to Doerr who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boudreau scores. Rosenthal moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Peacock and he is out. Tabor applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas is 0 for 1 in the game. Krakauskas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Desautels moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Cronin scores. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Mel Harder now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox moves to third. Tabor moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. DiMaggio moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Williams picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Williams. Walker moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Oscar Grimes now playing first base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Milner now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Grove reaches second base with a double. There goes Peacock trying to get to home. Walker throws the ball into Boudreaux, who relays the ball to Desodles, who tags Peacock, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-4 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin is walked intentionally. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Rosenthal chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mack. Mack fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Mack. DiMaggio scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. Fox moves all the way to home. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Stan Spence now playing left field. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Al Milner. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.